Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Ephraim Abba and Miriam Shoshana. Baruch Abba Atzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yadav, he and his whole family. For Rabbi Yosef Ezra ben Esther, and from Yitzchak ben Esther, we should have Baruch Abba Atzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yadayim. And for Shlema from Mars and Miriam Baschana. Soch Shar Chole Yisrael. It says in the Parashas Mitzorah, we're going to talk about Mitzorah, a little bit about the Haggadah. Berek Yudalit, Pasuk Lamed Vav. This is based on a shir given by the Talmud Rebbe Shlita, Tavshin Ayin Aleph, 3 years ago, Parashas Mitzorah, in his Thursday night Chumash Rashi shirim. It says, "V'tziva Kohen upinu as habayis, b'terem yavo Kohen leros hanega, b'lo yitame kol asher babayis, b'achar ken yavo Kohen leros as habayis." The Kohen, after you find saras in the bayis, he commands to remove the utensils from the house before he's metame the house, and then the Kohen's going to come and see the house. Rashi says, "V'lo yitami kol asher babayis, shim lo yifaneu v'yavo kohen v'yira nega nizkok lehezger chomash v'socho yitma." If the kohen sees the nega, it's going to be closed off and it's going to be nitma, it's going to become tame, it's going to be metame the house. So memela, everything inside the house is going to become tame. V'amocha sa Torah. So what's the rachmanas of the Torah? If it's on other kalim, let's say it's metal kalim, it's not a problem if it comes tame, they can be metoval it and become tar. And if it's the food and drink, so when he's tummy, he can eat the tummy food and drink. So what does the Torah have rachmanis on? On kli cheres that don't have tara b'mikvah. And that's what the Torah is concerned with. So there are a number of problems with this Rashi, and we'll see. First of all, Rashi is quoting from a Mishnah Nagaim. The Mishnah Nagaim says, Yud Beis Mishnah Hey, what does the Torah have Rachmanis on? And it's Klicheres, on his earthenware utensils that have no Tara v'mikvah, and therefore we get them out of the house before the Kohen is Metame and the house, otherwise they're going to become Tame and never have Tara. And then the Mishnah continues, if the Torah has Rachmanis on his Mamono Habazu, his not such respectable money, his the earthenware utensils, certainly on his mamun, that's chaviv, certainly on the money that he loves, that's beloved to him. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanis on his money, certainly on his children, on Nefesh Banav Ubenosef. And if this is the way he relates to a rasha, certainly this is the way he's going to relate to a tzaddik, even more so. So Rashi omitted this whole inyan of Nefesh Banav Ubenosef, that Hashem has mercy on children, Hashem has mercy on a rush and a tzaddik. So why does Rashi bring part of the Mishnah, not the whole thing? Number two, there's a commandment here, but siva hakoin opinu asabais. The Kohen commands that they remove the things from the house. Why does he have to command? Why is there a tzivui here? He could just tell him that if I'm a tami the house, then the klicharis are going to be in trouble, they're going to become tami and have no tyra. Why is it if it's siva hakoin, why does he command him? Mashm, whether the Mitzara likes it or not. So why is there this tzivui? Now the Mitzvah has to take it out. He's commanded. Also it says, "V'tziva kohen apinos abayis, b'terem yavo kohen l'ros hanega, v'lo yitma kol asher abayis, v'achar kan yavo kohen l'ros es abayis." So we say kohen three times. It says, "V'asher lo abayis v'yid la kohen le'mor kanega nira li b'abayis." It says in the earlier pasuk that you already told the kohen you have a nega in your house. So we know that we're talking about the kohen. So why do we have to repeat the word Kohen three times in the Pasuk? We know we're talking about the Kohen. The Rachaim HaKadosh explains two times that it says Kohen, not the third. Not only that, but whenever it says in the Torah Kohen, the Torah's Mechadesh, the Kohen has to be Bikihuna. In other words, he has to be wearing his Big Day Kahuna. But what's a Chayach here that a Kohen has to wear Big Day Kahuna? Does the Kohen who sees the Negayim have to wear Big Day Kahuna? So Lamaisa, there are Achronim who say that he does, like the Tiferes Yisrael, and it's Psicha Tekachim. He says that to see the Nega you need Big Day Kahuna, but the Klichemda and Parashas Emor and Nos Aleph is Dochim. So what's this whole union of emphasizing HaKohen? He doesn't have to be wearing Big Day Kahuna. Not only that, but we started talking about the Nega, the term Yavo Kohen Leros HaNega, and then it says Yavo Kohen Leros HaBayis. We started with the Nega, and then we ended up with the Bayis. B'chalal, what are we talking about the bias for? He doesn't have to see the bias. He has to see the nega. Look in the Meshech Chachma, what he explains. So the Rebbe has his derech every week. He's done this many thousands of times. I never cease to be amazed. That we have a mahalach to answer all the kashas. The Torah is very, very sweet. The Torah is very delicious. All of the onshim in the Torah are coming to teach us a lesson. Ki lo achbots b'mos ha-meis. Ki im b'shuva midarko v'chaya. The whole purpose of punishment, God doesn't want to show him to die. He wants him to do tshuva. So punishment is to help a person do tshuva. So there are two ways to punish. One is that the punisher separates him from the punishee. They're two quarreling parties. They hate each other. It's a war. There's hostility. There's enmity. It's one way to punish. Another way to punish is be brothers. Two brothers, like a doctor tells somebody he's sick. It's a punishment. The person's ill. But the doctor's only trying to help. When you're doing it as a brother, then you have to do it with love. Doing it as an enemy, then obviously it's not done with love. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tamei Torah that the Malamed sometimes has to hit the students, but not cruelly. Just with a shoelace. That'll do the trick. You don't want to hurt them. The Pnei Menachem told Malamdim that if they have to hit the students, today it doesn't go at all in a lot of places, but back then when they were hitting, so he said, hit with your hand, not with a stick. You'll feel it also. The idea of feeling yourself, feeling the punishment yourself. Zohar Kadosh, Chelek Gimel, page Kuf Mem Hamed Beis, he says that a Kohen, his Shorish is from the Sitra de Chesed, the Midah of Aaron, who was always Habrius. And therefore the Torah comes and tells the Kohen, whose Midah is Chesed, that now he has to act against his Midah, he has to punish the Mitzorah and make his house Tameh. But he should still have this Midah of Rachmanus, of Ava, tell him to get the things out of his house. But Siva Kohen Opinu HaSabayis, he has to command him. Because the Kohen is saying, listen, it's my problem just like it's your problem. So the Kohen takes this very seriously. The Kohen feels his pain. And that's why it says three times in the Pasuk, HaKohen. So even though he's sitting Al Kisei Din, don't forget that you're a Kohen. That your Midah is the Midah of Chesed. That's why it says a Kohen B'Kihuna. The Kohen has to be as a Kohen. So it normally means with Big Day Kahuna, but it really means in all of his Kohenness. And all of his Kohenness is his Midah of Chesed and Avos HaBrios. That's why it says HaKohen, the Kohen. The Kohen in his Kihuna. He's standing as the Kohen, the special Kohen. Being as a Kohen is supposed to be, and then he has to punish him, but he has to feel it also himself. He has to feel the pain of this person's loss, of his house becoming tummy. And that's why it says, Yavo Kohen Liris Sabayis. We start off with Liris Sanega. Why does he have to see the bias? Because we're punishing with Midas HaChesed. The Mitzorah has to feel it's not coming out of Avsin, it's coming out of Ava. Therefore it says, before you are metame the house, look at the house. Look at the house. Feel this person's house. Connect to the house. Feel this person's loss. Don't just see a nega and not care. It's like when a doctor sees an illness in a person, he sees a cancerous growth, Rahman al-Islam. So he can just look at the growth and say, ah, he's a scientist, he sees there's a cancer here. Or we can look at the whole person. So here you have to look at the whole house, not just the nega. Feel the pain of the loss of the house. Not only that, but bias is also a person's pneumius, what's going on in his personal life. That's the bias, what goes on in a person's home. The Kohen should look at the bias and see what happened in the bias that made the person sin, that he got this punishment. That's why Rashi only brought the part about the Klicheres, because he's explaining Pshuto Shel Mikra. What's Pshuto Shel Mikra? Virak V'tziv HaKohen Opinu HaSabayis. The Pasuk is emphasizing the Kohen. So Rashi says a Kohen. It's about the Kohen. It's about having Rachmanis on this person's, on the Menuga, on the person with Saras. So Rashi omits the Kal V'chomer about the Nefesh Banav Ubinosav and Mamono HaChaviv V'chaviv all of it. Rashi omits most of the Mishnah, Tzadik in the Russia. Because Rashi has to, Rashi's saying, you have to see just Tovas HaMenenash. That you have to feel his pain, that he's losing his Klecheres. Since Rashi explaining Pshuto Shel Mikra, he doesn't bother to bring the rest of the Mishnah. In Abasiyata Dishmaya, we have a very beautiful Mahalach and the Psukim. Now we know we're coming to Pesach. Yimei Pesach, Mamash Mishin Uvoim. In the Nusach HaGadol, we say, Kineged Arab Abanim Divra Torah, Rashi Ma Omer Ma Abodah Ezos Lachem, Lachem Lalo, Bafatah Hakei Eshinov, Vemelo Bavorze, Asa Hashem Li Betzaisim Mitzrayim, Liva Lalo, Ilohei Hashem Loya Nigal. So the Rashi says, what's the Savodah for you and not for him? So you have to blunt his teeth and say to him, for this God did for me when I left Egypt, because of this. For me and not for you. If he would have been there, he wouldn't have been Nigel. So what's this idea of Hakei Ashina? You have to blunt his teeth. It doesn't say to smash them. It just says to blunt them, to weaken them. The Ramban says in Bereishis Mem Tes Yud V'lo Yikas Amim V'yin Kulam Achul Shavah Shvira in the Pasuk V'lo Yikas Amim, weakening. That's how the Ramban defines the word Kaha. Also brings from Koheles. Doesn't say to uproot them, just to weaken them, to blunt them. So that's the Indian of Hake. What's the Shinayim? Shinayim symbolizes, expresses the sinna that the Ben Harosha has for anything that has a spirit of Tara. Like Rabbi Akiva says, when I was in Am Aretz, I said, who will give me a Talmud Chacham? And I'll bite him like a donkey. And the Talmidim said, Rabbi, why bite him like a donkey? Why not bite him like a caliph? And he said to them, the donkey is no sheikh v'shover etzim, and the caliph is no sheikh, he bites and he doesn't break the bone. So you see this sinner that Rabbi Akiva had when he was in Am Aretz for Talmidei Chachamim. So we don't want to break the teeth of this Russia. We just want to blunt them. Because the Pesach is there. Pesach is not for fighting, it's not for quarreling. We're trying to elevate ourselves from the Mentes Shari Tuma. And therefore the father has to say to his son, filled with love, look at your matzav. If you were there, you wouldn't have been nigal. You're so low that you wouldn't have even been able to get out of Mitzrayim. But on this night, you can go from a Darga Shvela to the Darga Achil Yoni, you can go out of the Mentes Shari Tuma. So the teeth represent sinna. You weaken the sinna. You try to lessen the hatred of this Russia. The idea is to make to empathize with the people in the lowly state. And that's our job. That's our job in Pesach. That's our job all year round. The shtatev, to feel their pain, to try to help them, to lessen the sinna, to elevate them. We should be zochem mitzvah Hashem, that our homes should be places of Tara, and the Ben HaRasha should turn into the Ben HaTzadik, and we should be zochel lebi'as goel b'mehira v'yameinu. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.